happy or sad? Roll the intro music. Good evening, guys, and welcome back to the Daily Life Academy podcast. I am your host, Filippo, and today's podcast, as usual, is sponsored by NordVPN. If you're ever worried about your computer or internet being hacked, NordVPN can help you stay protected when you're surfing the internet or using public Wi-Fi, especially when you're traveling. It's a safer way to use the internet. It also allows you to browse the web like you're anywhere in the world. Have you ever wondered what Brazilian Netflix is like? And since this time we can't travel or leave the country, I use NordVPN to watch American Netflix, Italian HBO, and even RaiPlay. It's literally whatever you like from wherever you are. Go to the link below and get 68% off your 2-year membership and use promo code Filippo to get an extra month for free. Now, let's keep going with the podcast. Guys, as usual, thanks for joining and check out our merch, daylifeacademyshop.com, if you want to join the fam. Okay. I want to be serious for once in my life and not be on a hype, fake aspect, I guess. I need to stop, kind of leave this hyper life on the podcast and get real. So I want to get real. Today, there was a bunch of stuff came through emails and stuff I seen on the web, or, I don't know, conversation that occurred today that made me think a lot about happy or sad. So I asked myself the question, no? What is happiness? And in my own personal way, my own happiness that I would think my mind makes up this definition would be like, I would have a girlfriend, and I'd be in a relationship, and I had all the friends, never fight, never argue, I would have money, be wealthy enough, live the sort of like perfect life that we see in movies, and you know, everybody seems happy in most of TV shows. So, then you go on Google, as we used to do previously, and the definition of happiness is that feelings that comes over you when you know life is good, and you can't help but smile. Happiness is the sense of well-being, joy, or contempt. When people are successful, safe, lucky, they feel happy. The key to this definition is success. You need to be success, no? To feel happy. How materialistic is this definition that Google gives? How materialistic is the definition that the world gives to happiness? I don't want to sound like some sort of like preacher, but like, materialistically, I think I've said this a few times in the podcast, but it's so fucking true. I lived most of my life thinking, and I probably still do most of the times, that if I had money, or if I was like super rich and I could buy whatever thing I want, or I don't know, if I had some sort of like success that people see me, fame, I love fame, that I am and I will be happy. But that is the biggest bullshit that could ever think. I seen this today. It was like, with money, you can buy a house, but not a home. With money, you can buy a clock, but not time. With money, you can buy a bed, but not sleep. With money, you can buy food, but not appetite. With money, you can buy a doctor, but not health. With money, you can buy insurance, but not safety. There are things that you cannot buy with the material world, with money, you know? And this is so true. I realized this because I grew up in a family where there's 9 kids. Well, it gradually got to 9, right? But as I'm the first, I grew up with like various number of kids in my house at certain times. And, okay. Let's put this premise that we aren't super rich. We weren't never rich. We just lived, you know, I had everything. I can't complain that I ever lacked anything, but, you know, sometimes there was a time that, I don't know, I used to go to school and the kid had the Adidas shoes and I had the Decathlon. And I was thinking, if I have money, if I have the success, if I have this, I'd be happy. And this quarantine time, I realized the opposite. Because I started this podcast, and thanks to all of you, and don't think I'm saying I'm not grateful, but I'm super grateful. Thanks to all of you, I have made a shit ton of money compared to my usual work or whatever. I have this money, okay? With this money, I bought everything I want. There's something I want on Amazon, I buy it. There's something I see in the shop, I buy it. We are out with friends, I pay. I have run away, my life was so shit. I had this, like this year, I despised everything I had. But I kept buying more to try to reach some sort of happiness, I guess. My mom kept telling me, you don't buy happiness with money. I was like, shut up. I buy whatever I want. I'm happy. Last, she called it. Yeah, you're happy. She used to say, she still tells me, you are happy for 2 days and then you change and you want something else. That is so true. I kept saying, no. Right. I had problems with my family. I ran away. And guess what? I ran away to Galway and I got COVID. I got stuck a month at home, the only month I left my house. I go back home, I stay at home because we're locked down. I buy my way out of the country and end up in Italy to do stuff as well. I had a bunch of shit to sort out, but I managed to go to Italy, okay? Paid for flights, got a fancy car through my sponsors. Got nice house, everything. The day I arrived, the city went into lockdown and I'm stuck at home again. I have run away from the problem, chasing my happiness, buying my way out or paying for stuff. And I was sitting in bed tonight after a day that I had out with friends. I seen people finally, a bit illegally, but it's okay. Police, don't arrest me if you're a police officer. No, jokes apart. I mean, we can technically meet if you do, like, exercise. But anyway, other conversation. I met with friends. I did this. But at the end of the day, I am not satisfied. Not even a little bit. I always find what I lack. So what do we have to do? I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue what to do. At my age, we shouldn't live like this. This is ridiculous. The entire world is fighting against no vaccine, COVID, no COVID, this and then that. Money, no money. I don't give a shit anymore. I am done. We're living this sort of like unhappy life where I buy my way out of shit. Are you happy? Ask yourself the question. I want to ask you listening. Are you happy? Then if you're not, what do we have to do? We can't live like this. The money will eventually run out. The friends will eventually move on. Then what are you stuck there? Unless you make your own happiness, then boys, we are all fucked. We are all in the same fucking boat, which is going to sink. Okay, now that I've done this semi-speech and you're probably feeling like super depressed about your life, hold on. Let's work together to be happy. Make those friendships, those moments, count. I sound like David Dobrik promoting his thing, but anyway, make the moment count. Take a picture. Make it count. I'm not saying that if you're rich, you're gonna be sad, or if you're poor, you're gonna, I don't know. I'm not saying that. Maybe I've made a mess for the last 10 minutes. Maybe I've talked completely and utterly shit out of my head. But I'm being honest. Concrete experience. that I am unsatisfied no matter what I do, then what do we have to do? I don't know. I have no idea what to do. I constantly complain. We gotta change. We gotta change this. I had a conversation with my good friend the other day. I'm gonna read some text. Let's see if I find them. Where we talked about how, although I seen our life as perfect, there was a lot of, you know, unsatisfaction from our side as well. So this is a problem a lot of us share. It's not an individual thing. I want to search something on the Google right now. Percentage of people in the world which are happy. Two-thirds of adults globally, 64%, report being happy. 14, very much so. 50, rather so. In Canada, apparently, there is the highest amount of happy people. Then Australia, Saudi Arabia, India, then Great Britain, United States. Wow. 64% of the world is happy. What about the rest? 36. 36% of the world is equivalent to about, let me see, it's like the whole India and all of China, more or less. Yeah, the whole of China and India. That's a lot of people that are not happy. Boys, we gotta change. And the change starts today. I don't know how. I'm not gonna tell you. I still gotta find out. But at least we find out together. This podcast doesn't teach you anything. It's just an eye-opener that I had. And that you should all have. Guys, I hope you're happy. I want to see you become happy. Let's be happy together. Guys, I wish you a good night. And yeah, roll the outro music.